The gospel reading today hits me in a very personal and different way because I know people who are day laborers. I stay at a local parish where we have a lot of people who work out in the field, in the farm, where they are dependent on each day pay to provide for their family. But what's beautiful about the gospel reading today is that we are being reminded that we have a wonderful and attentive God who is so generous, who is so kind, who is compassionate, and who pay attention to little people and little things. It is the same God who hired the worker 9 in the morning, at noon, as well as 5 in the evening. He knows and he provides for their need so that he is providing for our need. We might not always get what we want or what we desire, but we are all being taken care and loved by him. In a very special way too, we commemorate St. Rose of Lima today, a Dominican who lived in the world, but not of the world. So she lived her life caring for the indigenous people, the enslaved people, and the poor people of Lima. She lived out that poverty of spirit in her words, her action, so that she brought Christ to each and everyone whom she encountered. My brothers and sisters, in the day and age where we have become so self-centered, so self-focused that we oftentimes only worry about us, ourselves, our need, our want, our desire, and we miss the little people and we miss the little things. The gospel reading reminds us that how generous God is and how he noticed each and every one of us and love and care for each and every one of us. So how are we becoming more Christ-like? Following the example and life and the virtue of St. Rose of Lima in caring for the forgotten, the abandoned, the ignored, those who fall through the cracks of our society, those who are living on the fringes of our society, those who are often missed when we glance over or become so focused on our needs. My brothers and sisters, let us heed to the gospel reading and listen and respond with generosity and with love.